Marijuana is big business in Humboldt County, and the county wants to get an idea of the flow of the product in the medical marijuana business. So starting next week, a track and trace program goes into effect. That term describes the action. Officially, the name is the Humboldt Cannabis Pilot Program. For several months, the program will follow medical marijuana from the source to the end user. Let's get the details on the reasons for the program and the way it'll work. Jeff Dolph is the Humboldt County Agriculture Commissioner. Jeff, thanks for joining us on The Exchange.
Thank you for having me. I'm pleased to have an opportunity to speak with you about our program.
Glad to have you here to talk about it. Julian Zanchi, how do you pronounce your name, Julian?
Julian Zanchi, good morning. Thank you very much for inviting me as well.
Good to have you. You're the Director of Product Management for SICPA Product Security. We'll talk about what that's about in just a second. Jeff, I want to start with you. I'm curious about how much the county and your office in particular is now involved in the medical marijuana production process.
We've been very involved. We've actually started meetings with members of the medical cannabis industry in late 2014. And from the beginning, members of the industry were, you know, coming to my office and to my political leadership with the Board of Supervisors and expressing their concern that regulation was coming at the state level and that it was important to them that there was a local involvement in that process. And so we began meetings with stakeholders at that time, and one of the things that they were also very clear about was that medical cannabis was an agricultural commodity and that regulation of the commodity should be with the Agricultural Commissioner's Office. Our office has a long history of working with the agricultural industry, and so they felt like it was a natural that we should be involved in regulating the industry as it moved into out of the black market and into a legitimized, you know, regulated government program.
So they were essentially asking for if they're going to get regulation, they wanted it to come from people they knew.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's a correct way to characterize it. And we, in our mandates, are charged with protecting and promoting agriculture. And so they feel very strongly that it's a cultivation of a plant, and so that it should be coming from an agency that has a history of promoting the interests of the agricultural industry in Humboldt County and, you know, throughout the state of California. California is unique in that we have a system of local agricultural commissioners that protect and promote agriculture, and we do that through a variety of programs, pest detection, pesticide use enforcement, the organic program. And so a lot of the knowledge that would be necessary to bring this commodity, this new agricultural crop into the fold, if you will, already exists with our offices.
Is just in general, is medical cannabis in kind of a funny place? Not because of legality necessarily, but because of the kind of product it is. I mean, it's not really a food product, but it's not really not either. I mean, you consume it, but you don't eat it. You know what I mean?
Well, that's true, and I think that, you know, it being a medical product, it is a little bit different, but it is still a plant, and there are a lot of other plants that are turned into medicines, and yet because it has been part of a black market and because it has been used as an intoxicant for so long, it is being treated a little bit differently. And I can tell you that representatives of other industries in the agricultural field are concerned about the level of oversight and scrutiny that's coming to medical cannabis, and there's a concern that you don't start looking at other agricultural commodities with as much scrutiny as they are looking at for medical cannabis. This is all brand new, and so I think that we are in a transition period, kind of to your original point, that it's being treated differently. But I think it's unique in that this is one of the few times you will take a product, a commodity that's produced under a black market, and transition it into a legal regulated framework, because, you know, society's views of cannabis, medical cannabis, are changing. And so we are kind of plowing new ground, if you will, here. And so some of the things that we're seeing now may and likely will change over time.
We're talking about the Track and Trace program coming up starting next week in Humboldt County with Jeff Dolph, who's the County Agriculture Commissioner. Julian Zanke is with us as well, Director of Product Management for SICPA Product Security. You can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by email jx@jeffnet.org. Julian, give us an outline, if you would, about your company and what it is you do.
Sure. So SICPA is a security provider. We partner with local governments to provide secure track and trace solution. This enables comprehensive government oversight of, for example, tobacco, alcohol, other type of goods, and now obviously medical cannabis, in order to promote public health and also address public safety concerns and safeguard the provenance in some cases, and of course, where applicable, also ensure appropriate revenue collection. So we are really delighted to work with the County of Humboldt, and we are launching this pilot of our new medical cannabis platform called Medical Cannabis Control System as August 1st.
All right. So, Jeff, you explained what it was that the medical marijuana producers wanted. Just in general terms, what specifically led to the creating of a track and trace program?
If you're aware of the Medical Cannabis Regulatory and Safety Act, in there it says that if local jurisdictions have programs, they should be consistent with state law. So track and trace is an important for the county and its regulatory program to local law enforcement. And meetings that we had with local law enforcement, they said, you know, the fact that you're looking at also doing a track and trace at the same time you have the medical marijuana land use ordinance is very, very important, because one of the things that is important to law enforcement is that we are ensuring that there's no diversion or injection of black market cannabis into or out of the regulatory system. There's also something that's well known, known as the Cole Memo, and the Cole Memo is from the federal memo that basically gives guidelines to and principles regarding when federal officials would be concerned about local programs for medical cannabis. And those are also the principles of injection or diversion, but more so even than that, making sure that none of the product is going to minors, making sure that none of the money that's derived from the business is supporting criminal gangs, making sure that there are no monies coming from trespass grows. So some of these things are very important, and so it's important to us at the county level to make sure that we're following those principles so that we're demonstrating that the local program is meeting the concerns of law enforcement. The other thing that was important to us is that the technology that SICPA provides met not only the track and trace requirements, but it also met another provision of the MCRSA, which was the branding part of it. I think it's well known that Humboldt County cannabis has a reputation. It's well known, and medical cannabis as well from the county is known as being some of the highest quality. And so the platform that SICPA has offered and that we are testing on the pilot project incorporates not only the principles of track and trace, but it also has that secure branding for Humboldt County. The industry was very outspoken to us in the meetings that we had as stakeholders that there's an opportunity for the county here. Humboldt County has a name recognition, and the branding provision of the MCRSA allows us to take advantage of that. And so if you look at the program that we have, we're meeting all of those. We have information for tracking the movement of the product through the distribution chain, and then we also have that secure branding so that unless it has that stamp on it, you can't be sure that it's medical cannabis, that it was produced in Humboldt County. The other thing that's built into that stamp is there's a QR code, and that will allow purchasers, patients, to be able to query that stamp, and it's going to give them information about the producer of that medical cannabis, and then they can also see the laboratory test results for that product to know that it's a clean medical cannabis product.
I understand you could go to the point of even requiring tags on every single plant. I understand that's not what you're talking about here, though.
No, the approach that we're using, it is consistent with state law, but it does not use the seed to sale. It is a batch and lot, and batch and lot approach to tracking commodities is a very well tried and true approach, and it does not require the application of a tag to every plant. The grower community was very clear and outspoken that the tagging requirement is labor intensive, and it's not cost effective for them to have to do that. When you harvest the plant, be it the leaf or the trim, which is commonly turned into extract products, or the flowers themselves, you change it, and at that point, then that tag is lost. And so under the batch and lot approach, you actually begin tracking when you have the change in that product, or you have the flowers or the bag trim. That's when you started. Although I would probably defer some of these more specific questions about batch and lot to Julian, as he is the subject matter expert.
Okay, that's where I was heading next. Julian Zanke's one of the other guests here in the exchange. He's the director of product management for SICPA Product Security. Jeff Dolph is the Humboldt County Agriculture Commissioner. We're talking about a track and trace program beginning August 1st to track medical marijuana in Humboldt County. 800-838-3760 for your questions and comments. Emails go to jx@jeffnet.org. So, Julian, I understand SICPA has already run the similar program for tobacco products across the state of California. Is that right?
Yeah, this is correct. We have been serving the state of California for a long number of years, and it's really applied to the tobacco itself. It's been very successful, recognized publicly. We plan on applying some of the same concept and platform for Humboldt County, with obviously like some specific modules and features that are tied to the industry itself. But yeah, we are really leveraging on our historical success with California and other states in the U.S. and in the world as well.
Is the process very similar then, do you think, for medical marijuana in Humboldt County? Similar to the handling of tobacco in the whole state?
Yeah, the fundamentals of track and trace are the same, but there are some very specific and unique feature we have for Humboldt. Well, one of them is this proof of origin platform that Jeff was explaining, enabling patients and dispensaries to check products also. For example, the test results to enable the patient to make sure that the products went through the proper testing to kind of promote the growers and manufacturers who want to do proper due diligence, are really caring about the patient safety, so they can reach out to the patient and provide their test results. That's one example of outreach we have for that's kind of unique we have for Humboldt. And then another one is the counterfeit resistance stamp that serve as a carrier for that proof of origin platform, for the MRSA compliance track and trace, and also in general for all the operation in the system. So it's kind of a very rich stamp with a lot of security feature to support proper enforcement of the system.
And the stamp is on the finished product?
Yes, this is correct. Every time you have a change in the product form, if you want, then you apply the stamp, and then you kind of link or associate all the product data with the stamp, and this stamp serves as a carrier for the compliance track and trace, as well as the patient engagement module. And then the second unique component that Jeff talked about is this production declaration. So it's kind of a innovative way of tracking the cultivation, the batch and lot, and providing then kind of the reconciliation with all the stamps and the product then downstream in the supply chain. So even though there is no plant tagging, all the cultivator have to do proper due diligence and declare all their batches, which is like all the unique strains they are cultivating, and all the data around each one of these strains, and they can amend or revise the declaration as the seasons progresses, and beneficial or adverse event occurs, and that gives full visibility to the agricultural commissioner team and enable enforcement to kind of reconcile the number down the road as well.
So
kind of a
So I was going to Jeff Dolph then is SICPA doing all the work? Are there some county employees involved with this?
No, county staff is actually spending a lot of time here. You know, we're local, and so we're working very closely with the growers, which is also important to our future working with this industry as we're, you know, building relationships and trust with representatives of this industry. You know, there are a lot of people, persons in the industry that are kind of taking a wait-and-see approach, and they're on the sidelines. And so I think our efforts here locally working with the industry are very important to demonstrating those people who are kind of taking a wait-and-see approach that, actually, you know, they can come in and they can work with agencies of county government, and that we are taking our role seriously in developing, you know, regulatory programs for this industry. And I would also like to, you know, mention that I appreciate Julian's comments about batch and lot and how that actually works, and that it's those production declarations, and based on production methods, based on the strain of medical cannabis that's being produced, based on the number of plants and the square footage, then we can predict production levels, and based on those production levels, we know how much cannabis should be moving through the regulatory system. And so it's very important to that concept of batch and lot approach to track and trace.
When you talk about producers standing on the sidelines, does this mean the pilot is a voluntary program? You're just doing it with people who want to be part of this?
Pilot was a voluntary program, and I was authorized by the Board of Supervisors to select members to participate in the pilot based on them having been in good standing. One of the things that the county did back in December was they established what was called a good standing list, and these were persons who had already demonstrated that they were currently in compliance with any of the relevant state and local requirements for medical cannabis producers. And so based on that, we reached out and asked participants to come in based on good standing and based on their ability to offer something instructive to us at the county level. You know, this is new for any agency of county government learning to apply a track and trace methodology. And so we want to learn as much as we can about this through this process so that we can apply what we learn to the larger population of growers in the county, which, as you know, it's quite a large population in Humboldt County. Estimates are between maybe 8 and 10,000 cannabis producers in Humboldt County, including both, you know, indoor and outdoor growers.
And about how many taking part in the pilot?
We have 10 cultivators, and we have 2 distributors, and we have about 8 dispensaries around the state of California that have agreed to participate and will offer for sale at retail to medical cannabis patients the medical cannabis that's produced as part of our pilot.
Jeff Dolph is Humboldt County's Agriculture Commissioner. Julian Zanke is the Director of Product Management for SICPA Product Security. We're involved in talking about the Humboldt Cannabis Pilot Program, which is a track and trace program. So you're finishing up in November. Is that right, Jeff?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so 3 months basically for the pilot program. It seems like the product then could potentially be out on the market for a while longer. Those stamps would still be visible, the whole product of Humboldt thing.
Yeah, absolutely. They will be.
Mm-hmm. Was the reason for doing it up until November partly because of the fact that California is voting on recreational marijuana and that could scramble the eggs in the whole system?
No, actually, it wasn't. It captures one growing cycle. It captures that both outdoor and also some of the mixed light growing methods, and so we can actually, now that there is both mixed light and indoor product available, and then also the outdoor product will be coming in the fall, in October and November. That's when the outdoor product is harvested and will be included in our program, so we capture all of that. And the other thing I would mention is that our program is compliant with the proposed Adult Use Act, and so although that will make some changes, what we're doing here will still be compliant with the Adult Use Act. While we still have time, I would like to mention that the site where people can look at this, we are going, the pilot will begin on August 1st. The website where you can look at the pilot, who the participants are, will be available, and it's called HumboldtOrigin.org, HUMBOLDT. O-R-I-G-I-N.org.
Mm-hmm. HumboldtOrigin.org. Okay. So what are the behaviors you're really trying to drive out here? I mean, optimally, at the end of the pilot, what kinds of things we have discovered that you can discourage people from doing?
Well, what we're trying to do, I don't know so much about... obviously, there are behaviors that we want to encourage. I would probably say we're trying to incentivize... Mm-hmm. Persons to participate in the legal regulatory process. And so offering the branding for Humboldt County is very important, and that's an important incentive for persons to come in and participate in the county's regulatory program. You know, the business climate for this is potentially going to change as we move forward in the future. Other counties are developing programs, and so our program will encourage them to come into the legal marketplace and be able to compete statewide with Humboldt County name and branding.
Okay, a lot of work ahead for the next 3 months. Jeff Dolph is the Humboldt County Agriculture Commissioner. Julian Zanke is Director of Product Management for SICPA Product Security. They'll be running the track and trace program for the next 3 months. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on The Exchange.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
All right, take care. HumboldtOrigin.org is their website. We'll link to it on ours. This is the Jefferson Exchange.